Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Tuesday, August 12th at 6:30 a.m. on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. Back in August 1987, I found myself head of investment strategy for a New York Stock Exchange member firm, and I was in the business for only 3 years. I issued a stock market crash commentary that very few listened to, and the firm I worked for wanted me to retract it or resign. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose another 3% from where I issued my commentary, which in those days was a big move given the index was only in the 2000s. I was mocked by other stockbrokers, and even my branch manager, who was a big supporter of mine, questioned my judgment. Within 2 months, the market would suffer its worst one-day loss and effectively crash. By the very next day, I would do a 180 and say within 2 years, we'd be back at a new all-time high. This would not be the only time my concerns became so overwhelming. It would happen again in 1999 and 2007. If I would now combine the concerns of mine from those three periods, they wouldn't equal how I feel now about the potential for a stock market crash, or at least a very severe decline. Up until today, I have worked with a belief that this year would end up just either side of unchanged in the stock market. But now, excess extreme bullishness is beyond any reasonable expectations, and all caution has been thrown into the wind by the vast majority on Wall Street. It's like deja vu all over again, but this time could be far worse. Now, more than ever, I urge clients, friends, and followers to read my X page daily, as there may become a need to change asset allocation thoughts in my mind, and that's the fastest and best way for me to communicate them. I greatly encourage you to read the recent blog posts of mine shared below. This is not a drill. It's the real thing.